Hi, welcome everybody. My name is Jack Barugin, and welcome. Thanks for joining us under these extraordinary times. And we've got a great session for you right now. It's basically a question that people have been asking themselves, and it's very, very topical right now. Is an online marketplace right for you? And with us is David Converse. He is the VP of Sales and Marketing at UCX. And David, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Jack. Thank you very much. Glad to be here. It is challenging times that we're in, but there's also, with any challenge, the opportunity to innovate and maybe chart a different course for yourself than just being impacted by what's going on all around us.
Well, you know what? You couldn't have said it any better. You know, I tell you right now, the situation is as dire as it is for a lot of people, and it's traumatic. I mean, we're looking at a lot of people out there that are suffering. But with all of this crisis, there's usually change that takes place. And look, you know, here, let's get right into it. You know, you've been offering services and in a channel relationship the same way now for years and years. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden we're starting to see things change a little bit. You know, COVID-19 has changed the world forever. How has it changed how you offer the services, and better yet, how your channel relationships have changed?
Well, I think with e-commerce for the last couple of years, everyone in our world has seen ourselves as a website driving buyers into, attracting people into a community, and giving them the plethora of choices and technology, maybe with an explanation with automation, to maybe make their job easier to find solutions and find products and services. What the pandemic and COVID-19 has done, though, is it's taken salespeople and the relationships they've seen on a day-to-day basis and try to transition that world into e-commerce and driving more activity through the tools that they have access to continue those customer relationships has really driven the cross streams, if you will, between the marketplace, e-commerce, and human beings and touching people and talking sales and stories on a day-to-day basis. The last 6 to 8 weeks has just changed the landscape completely for us.
Is this something, just to, you know, amplify on that answer a little bit, that you expected to see 5, maybe 7 years down the road, and has this crisis, you know, maybe sped that up a little bit?
I think so. I think what we see, artificial intelligence, the business and machine learning aspects that people maybe thought of, looking at a criteria, a subset of human characteristics and going to market around a strategy that was launched with automation, but now not having salespeople to talk to on a day-to-day basis, and the impact and the revenues to the businesses is driving people into having a different answer. We're seeing our involvement with things like Zoom, virtual trade shows, conferences, and things that were traditionally physical are now being converted into what can I do virtually? And well, so that conversation has accelerated all of that.
Now, are you talking about everybody? Are we talking about vendors and partners and sellers of all kinds that can use that e-marketplace? Because I know that UCX has opened up that marketplace in many ways. And tell us about how the marketplace can enable a lot of these players to actually find profitability, especially at times like this that are, in some cases, make or break. And it's a question of survival for a lot of businesses.
Well, it's in two ways. One, we've spent a lot of our time in the last quarter helping companies take very complex service or solutions and developing an easy selling story off of their website. We've been enhancing people's home pages and contact form areas with an entry point into a marketplace, giving them the ability to deliver very complex questions in a pre-sales way. What kinds of solutions are they looking for, and get very specific using what would traditionally have been just a click-through experience in building a config, kind of flipping the model around and giving the ability for people to plug in that complexity in the sales message and allowing them to get more information from their clients when they're on their homepage and get them down a path faster than having to start talking with a human being. Because for the most part, a contact us form only is a step in the selling process. And what we're doing is enabling and speeding that up.
Let me. I want to take it in a different direction, just okay. Because you and I are of an age where there's a lot of personal relationships that have been part of our selling processes now for forever, and that's the way we were taught to do business. Mm-hmm. And now it seems as if it's become very depersonalized. Now, I guess the real question is, will that continue, or is there going to be some kind of a new iteration, something that comes out of all of this that's going to involve that personalized personal relationship that you and I grew up with, and take that to that next level?
Well, I think so. I think what you're going to see is kind of a merging together of e-commerce technology along with a process that would look like virtual sales. I think you're going to see a process where video integrates with a marketplace and allows a salesperson to do a demo, and while they're online, then go into a marketplace application, which would allow them to possibly take an order from with the way that they're selling. Today, to sell technology, you have to bring in an engineer, or you have to get on in a face-to-face meeting and explore budget and need and all of those things. Well, how can I do that while disconnected from shaking hands with somebody? And I think that's going to force technology to respond in a way which makes e-commerce the place where that evolution and innovation will take place.
Well, here, let's get to that, because you were talking about websites and you were talking about how people have these simple contact us forms. And, how can UCX make life easier for them? You started on it a little bit. I want you to dig into that a little bit more, because it seems like right now, that is such a very important part of business.
Right. I think there's really two ways. First, the things that you're selling today, be able to launch into a conversation from a form building sense. Go through the configuration price quote methodology and use the selling process that a marketplace allows to give you more quality in the lead that's being generated from your homepage. That's in one way. So sell with a little bit more engagement so that you're not just getting an email and then calling someone to find out what they were looking for. Spend more time and build the depth of what they're looking for while they're there on your home site. The second way would be in our marketplace is you can pick up other solutions that you can sell by grab logos that are in our marketplace and round out your portfolio. Today, it's very important, I would think, if you're in security, to add something in cloud. If you're in cloud, to add something in security. If you're in managed services, to maybe expand those services in a way that allows you to broaden the opportunity that your customer base can bring to you. By going out and expanding through a marketplace application, you can launch into those directions while starting to bring that activity in your direction by asking questions and engaging with them by putting that information on your website. So when they contact you, you know a little bit more what they're looking for, and use e-commerce and marketplaces like we have to help you get connected in the ecosystem to find answers.
David, I'm thinking to myself, if I'm a value-added reseller or an MSP out there, this is the type of platform that I'd want to get on. And the real question is, how easily can I get on this platform, if indeed that is what I am? And because it seems like this is just a natural extension of where I would want to go.
Yeah, I agree. And a year ago, when we started down this path, we wanted to make it very easy for someone to come onto our marketplace to make their life easier. We wanted to give them something of value by working with us. So we allow a listing, a value-added reseller, a managed service provider, to bring their service and product offerings into our marketplace and list them in there for free. They have the opportunity to come in and have a profile and work with the sales platform to engage with a process to upgrade their home sites. They can get started with that in less than an hour by getting listed. You get listed for free, get assigned in the marketplace, and get going and change now. So we made it easy to get started with them. Because for us, maintaining our own platform, I knew how hard it is to be in this business. If I'm a value-added reseller and putting content on my website, it's not hard to do, but it's a lot of information. It takes time to go out to 12 different partner portals or 3 different ecosystems, download the information and change the face of your website and have it work for you. So part of the liberty we wanted to give people is to come into a place where we've collected a lot of that information and make some of those modifications and some of those uploads just easier to be represented on their websites. So we started that path about a year ago. And since we've been doing so, we've grown just as you can imagine, by opening up a marketplace. We went from 20 or 30 people in the market to over 3,000 people that have been listed in our marketplace. And we really want that community to help people that come in. And we want to provide them with help to, in our judgment, find more opportunities and quickly.
I think that's a testimony to the fact that there's a need for this. And you know what, let's dig into that a little bit more. You know, you mentioned how it was fairly easy to do this. Is there what we would call a simple process, or is it fairly idiot proof for somebody who, like me, might have a service that I would want to put up on the marketplace?
Well, I don't know about idiot proof, but we do allow you to just go onto a simple page and say, I'd like to be listed. It takes a logo, a little bit of a company write up, and we'll contact and we'll get the other information we need from you and populate that information so we can make it smooth.
How dynamic is the platform? And I think that's really important to understand, especially if I'm out there and I acquire other types of services and I'm doing other things. You know, where can it take me? What can I do with it? Because this is something, look, as an old hockey player, I'm always thinking about where the puck is going, you know, because that's the way Wayne Gretzky taught us to do it, as opposed to where the puck is. And where is the puck going here, David? Can you give us maybe a little feel for that?
Well, relative to what the platform capabilities are, they're really unlimited capabilities within the platform itself, from the standpoint that we would allow a very complex configuration to be built back in the day. We would allow for a lot of attributes and characteristics of those quotes, like where's the location, what certification criteria, how much, how many. And we were trying to drive the derivative of choice in the marketplace for the buying experience. When we flip that around as a seller, you have the same capabilities there. There's really not a technology or a service today that you couldn't build a quote request around and attach that in a sales process. So there, from the capability standpoint, it's very robust. The majority of the people today, I think, that get started are really just looking for a help capturing more opportunities, like get the fish in the boat. So what we built around the process is an engagement to get listed, to pick up products and services in the market, and then attach that in the front end of their selling processes. And then when they find a referral from the system, or they get an email telling them that someone has interest in the product or service, they can still do the follow-up they have, but they have a little bit more information to work with than some of that blank form of the contact us world. The second part of your question, though, is where is this going? I see the opportunity for people to launch into markets they haven't considered going into in the past.
Give us some examples of that.
So with some examples of that, we see something developing around HIPAA and compliance and the GDPR and the processes that have to be certified in working with things that are thought of in the past as public cloud. In the future, that transition into a service model, which allows people to build the connections between the technology and services that they're using and some of the public utility that's there. There's a whole business around compliance and HIPAA that's standing up in the industry. The opportunities in healthcare and insurance, again, they're all specific in the particular verticals, but they all have some sophistication and technology component, whether it be consulting, whether it be ordering process and completion deployment of. And all of that process itself requires a connection with a customer and a consumer that's going into that world that this platform could enable from a sales motion standpoint, connecting with someone, representing yourself into that industry, building a story, putting your name on top of your brand, putting that brand in a store and bringing the customers in through a process. We enable all of that by what we do in our e-commerce package.
You know, when you hear about the UCX marketplace, you know, many people kind of wonder, is it a B2B platform? Does it enable salespeople? It seems like it's all encompassing here. It really gives everybody a little bit of everything, doesn't it? You know, and that's kind of one of the things that I love about that platform. If I'm a salesman, it gives me a natural extension. If I'm a small business, it gives me the ability to be able to go out there and list my products and services, it gives me the ability to compete with the big boys. But am I right? Is that a good way to phrase it?
No, I think so. I think you're right, Jack. I see it in my mind that the parallels would be like, as a homeowner, I go to Home Depot and I go to Lowe's, and I can take some courses while I'm there on how to change out my piping. I can change, I can update the wiring in my home. As a reseller, you can come to our market and get a little bit of the help that you were just talking about there in different ways in different areas. Maybe you don't need full e-commerce. Maybe you don't need to sell to somebody, but you need to spice things up a little bit, maybe change and innovate your directions. You're going to need a lot of help. And so we provide something from full e-commerce and taking an order. There are things you can buy in our marketplace directly as a customer, to marketing help where we're updating people's websites and helping brand them with a better logo or a better face or a website. We've been involved in all kinds of those special projects from the very beginning. So I would say that from my comparison in my Home Depot, my Lowe's example, though, is you can come to our marketplace and get the help that you're looking for. You might find someone behind the counter here that could help you with the supplies that you need. You might take a training class and what you need to do while you're here. But when you leave, you can go home and install it yourself. And you can make the change you're looking for in your business model. We're not asking that you work in our community and work in the world we create you have to use. We're trying to help you with the world you've already started in. And that's a little bit of the difference.
And now, David, explain to people, are there bundles out there that they can buy, or do they have to go out there and pick and choose what they would want? And if I'm somebody who wants to use, say, vendor A for one service and vendor B for another service, you know, how difficult is that? And is this something that the UCX platform provides?
Well, the UCX platform and marketplace, if you're looking to take the listings and then possibly bolt on with other solutions and grow and theme out a store that you can implement and roll out, we have plans that include small and large, the opportunity to grab a few products and services at a flat rate. And then we have a flat rate on products or services that you could grab where you have a large variety of solutions. So you have the small and we have the large. Flat rate, we're not collecting the transaction fees. We're simply renting access to the platform for you to enable the operations that you're looking to take advantage of, but you get to keep all the business yourself.
That's probably a great place to leave it right there. And David, why don't you let everybody know, if they want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do it?
The best way to do it, just go to our website, go to www.ucxmarket.com. You could also email sales@ucxmarket.com. Or you could email myself, david@ucxtech.com. And then any one of those places, just jump at it, send a note. Someone will be glad to talk with you, explain some more of what we're doing.
Thank you very much. David Connors, VP of Sales and Marketing at UCX. And again, thank you for joining us during these extraordinary times, everybody.